Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Radio family, good morning and welcome. The weekend edition of Community Focus here on our intercom stations. Back again with you. Another great weekend, a wonderful opportunity to talk about the good things that are taking place in our communities. That can certainly be said of this gentleman. Definitely fam here on our public affairs show. It's just been a minute since I've been able to stop this brother to chat about what he's been up to, and it's been quite a bit. Radio family, many of you are aware or have heard of Eric Leggett through his organization, Fathers with Voices. I'm going to stop there. Eric, it's good to have you back. How have you been outside of Uber?
Busy. Man. Just busy. Busy. Yeah. I got my master's degree in education.
Congratulations.
So that I've been very busy with schoolwork over the past 3 years. So that part is over.
Yes.
So
and you've gone from that to what brings you back to the program. And it's always good to have, as I said, radio family on the show. Fathers with Voices, as I said, many of our listeners are very familiar with. Many have reached out to you over the years. And just happy, Eric, that we have had this platform with which to talk about not just Fathers with Voices, but yet again, the reason you have returned, because you now have a new mission.
Yes. My new mission, well, the new name of the program is Good Fatherhood Forever.
I like that. Now, let me ask, let me interject. That title, I like.
Thank you.
First and foremost, it really defines what a lot of us don't necessarily get to hear, especially when we talk about fathers.
Exactly. And you have a lot of men out there that are really doing what they need to do to remain involved.
Right.
And the mission of this particular program is to utilize today's technology.
Right.
Like Facebook Live, Google Hangout. We're looking into Twitter. And what we want to do is utilize that technology to provide a consistent flow of information and resources, and also provide consultation for men that are involved in these, you know, child support, visitation, and custody-related cases.
Right.
And we want to also have these men connect to each other all over the country, because that's what social media is about.
Exactly.
You know, we know so many, I know so many people on social media that I've never met before, you know, as far as South Africa.
Wow.
Okay?
Right.
And that's the power of social media.
Oh, absolutely. It makes me think of shortly after Facebook came out, how many people, and I'll just use for an example, whenever it came time or comes time for a family reunion
mm-hmm.
or a class reunion.
How do you
reunion?
Get the word out?
How do you get the word out?
Social because, media.
Exactly. Because some 20, 30 years ago, Eric, we didn't even have this.
No.
You know, it was.
If they didn't get the letter.
Right. They just didn't come. Right. Because a lot of times we lost contact with classmates mm-hmm. and family members over the years. And, you know, trying to track down somebody
mm-hmm.
wasn't the easiest of things to do. And just finally, you just got to the point, well, like you said, if they don't show, they don't show.
They don't show up.
But now it's to where you can have someone, whether in your family or who you went to school with, can be hundreds, if not thousands of miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And just the click of a mouse.
Click of a mouse.
You can connect with someone.
There it is.
So imagine the power from that, like you said, from social media to what fathers and those who are supporting our fathers can now do with Good Fatherhood Forever. So this is really a wonderful opportunity, Eric, to see where you have grown. First coming to us with Fathers with Voices. And I have to ask, is that program still available for fathers?
It's still available. What I did was I took a lot of elements of Fathers with Voices.
Right.
And most importantly, the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
The curriculum that we'll be following has come from Fathers with Voices.
Right.
But, you know, we're living a very technological age right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. You should know as a father of,
yes,
of a few
daughters.
Teens. Yes daughters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I know. And the reason why we decided, when you hear me say we, mm-hmm. I have a co-founder by the name of Calvin Mann. He lives out in Detroit, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And he's been working with fathers for 10 or 15 years. So between us, we have mm-hmm. almost two decades three decades mm-hmm. of experience working with fathers.
Great.
And I was telling him over the summertime, I said, look, you know, this problem of violence that's happening amongst parents that are involved in these custody and child support disputes mm-hmm. is ending in murder and suicide.
Right.
And the main victims are mothers, at times their own children,
mm-hmm.
and then men are committing suicide. So when people are dying, you have to provide proactive measures to reduce future incidents. And that's why we're doing this. We want men to know that we want to introduce to them the process. They're going to hear that word a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There is a process to having their voice heard in the court system. Okay.
Right.
Men believe the process is I'm going to pay thousands of dollars to an attorney. And he's going to make it all go away. Well, let me explain to you how that's working out.
Mm-hmm.
The most common complaint that I get from fathers from all over the country
right.
has to do with, Mr. Leggett, I've invested $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in legal fees, but I haven't seen any progress in my case.
Mm-hmm.
My next question was, well, what was the process you took to hire that attorney? Well, I looked online, so on and so forth.
Right.
They didn't ask any questions about their expertise. They didn't ask them how long they've been practicing law. They didn't ask them how much experience they had in, as it relates to the case that they're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to teach these men these different types of things.
So that they know how to ask those crucial questions.
Right.
Yeah.
And even if they have to pay
mm-hmm.
the money,
right.
they're comfortable knowing, okay, he's qualified. And men are not doing that. So that's the reason why we are introducing the process of you know, navigating the court system, the process to implementing coping mechanisms in your life and
right.
things of that nature and dealing with other issues outside of the court system that can ultimately lead to more time in court
mm-hmm.
and more money paid in legal fees.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And something obviously, Eric, and of course for those who maybe tuning into the program for the first time, just a little bit about your background history, you going through
mm-hmm.
a similar situation. So any time that someone gets to talk to a brother like you,
mm-hmm.
who really can speak from experience, and that's the key word,
mm-hmm.
is getting our fathers and our dads, whether they're single, separated, divorced,
mm-hmm.
in contact with persons like you and Calvin,
mm-hmm.
to understand the importance of finding folk that can directly relate
exactly
to what an individual is going through, because it's so different when you do try to find that lawyer or someone within the legal system who hasn't a clue as to what you're personally dealing with until he or she gets that case.
Exactly.
And even then, how much time does a typical lawyer actually have to prepare?
There you go. And see, these are the little nuggets that we're going to be sharing with men. The ultimate objective is to help men become better prepared and educated and empowered.
Yeah.
The ultimate goal is to reduce the amount of money that these men are going to be spending over several years.
Right.
The ultimate goal is to reduce the amount of time that they're going back and forth to court. We have a whole curriculum built around what we call drama warfare games.
Okay, wow.
Okay, these are the games that's usually played, children used as a pawn, so on and so forth.
Right.
But if you don't have a command on how to deal with those issues, it leads to what? More petitions,
right.
More time in court, more money spent in court.
Right.
Okay.
And I think one thing, Eric, that's important to point out, and I don't think we've ever really discussed this in all the opportunities that we've had to get together on a public affairs show like Community Focus, is the understanding, and this is really for everybody, not just our dads and moms listening, but just adults in general, that these are fathers that are not just showing up in court because they're going through baby mama drama.
Mm-mm.
These are men who legitimately are saying, I want to be an impact in my child's life, and I'm doing what's necessary to make that happen.
Right.
Because immediately, even if the father's not getting along with the mother, how wonderful it is for the men that want to step up and do
and
what
still
is
do that.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what we're trying, the message that we're trying to, and this is a great lead into it, into the next segment. We're trying to get men to understand that the men that have progressed in their respective cases, they rolled up their sleeves, they were willing to be taught the process, and they also made an investment in that. And that's what we're trying to get men to understand. You have to invest in your own level of progress.
Exactly.
And I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute.
Absolutely. In fact, that's an excellent way to transition into our break. See, this is why every time.
We click, Miss Ben. Come
on.
Come on now. We've been doing this a long time.
We have. And that's what Radio Family does. We vibe off each other. And definitely, Eric, just to have you back, because always great information. And I know from the moment that we do have an opportunity such as this to talk, how many people really are up and attentive and listening and taking note. And, of course, as you said, when we get back with the second half of the program, sharing all the contact information. And for the dads out there especially, and for anyone that has a man in their life who's trying to be a father to that child, we're going to share all that great contact information.
Yes, we are.
So this is a great stopping point. Radio Family, thank you so much for your great company. As indeed, after this break, we are coming back with much more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus heard on our intercom station Saturday and Sunday mornings. And thank you for tuning in, Radio Family. We are indeed back. Great conversation with Eric Leggette, who is joining us with Good Fatherhood Forever. This is the mission to provide resources and information pertaining to become more knowledgeable about the court system. The goal, providing resources for all of our men to stay connected to their children after a separation and divorce. And Eric, great to be back with.
Thank you so much. Again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. It has been quite a hiatus.
Yes, it has.
For you,
it
but
has.
You back.
I'm back.
You're back, and you're just continuing to do some amazing things for our fathers. And Eric, again, just to continually thank you for what you are doing. And to
anytime.
Thank you, you have a partner as well in Calvin. And tell me Calvin's last name again.
Mann.
Calvin Mann. What the two of you are doing in making sure that resources and information not only help fathers in particular to succeed in the court system, but also provide proactive ways to cope with a lot of the stresses of being involved in that court system.
Yes.
So as we continue with our information this afternoon, we talked a little bit more about the program. Now to shift gears a little bit and how to get men directly involved in that process.
Right, and the membership process, and I want to just give a little background.
Sure.
With the membership, I'm going to take you back to 1997. Mm-hmm. Between 1997 and 1999, this was a time where the internet wasn't really that big.
Right.
And I was physically going to a local law library in Brooklyn where I was born and raised. And I made copies pertaining to, you know, the rights as a dad in terms of visitation, custody process. Right. And I was making enough copies because I was doing group sessions in the community.
Okay.
I wanted men to have something tangible to read to say, okay, that's not true. Right. Men do have rights. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I would say making the copies was probably about $20-$25 investment. Mm-hmm. And then the New York City Bar Association introduced something called the Monday Night Legal Consultation.
Okay.
You paid $30, you sat in front of an attorney for 30 minutes, and you could ask any question you wanted to.
Okay.
So I went there maybe about three times. Mm-hmm. So let's say my investment was about $125.
Right.
Let's forewind to the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I was involved in a visitation case where I was trying to get more rights to my daughter at that time. And I had an attorney. Right. He kept adjourning the case.
Hmm.
And finally, I was able to be in front of the judge. The mother decided not to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So based on default, I could represent myself.
Right.
I represented myself. Total savings,
$3,500.
Wow. I made a $120 investment.
Mm-hmm.
To educate and empower myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because of I was prepared.
Right.
It was a $3,500 savings.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're trying to get fathers to understand, is that when you make a small investment in yourself,
right,
and preparation and opportunity connects,
mm-hmm,
you're going to save money.
Yeah.
And that's one of the objectives of the program. So when men become a member of Good Fatherhood Forever, they're going to have access to monthly teleconferences on a variety of topics. They can go back and listen to these different teleconferences, mm-hmm, whenever they want to. They're going to have free consultation between myself with myself and Mr. Mann.
Great.
Over 30 years of experience, mm-hmm, helping fathers via email. We're going to have Facebook Live appearances where men can, you know, type in questions,
right,
while while we're speaking to them. We can answer those questions. We're delving into jobs. This will happen in the next 6 months.
Right.
On my professional side, I've worked for many nonprofit organizations in the area of employment.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very, very successful at, you know, getting my clients gainfully employed. So nice. I'm very skilled at doing that.
Right.
In terms of taking the mission and the goal of a program and saying, look, can you help us? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, very receptive.
Very good.
So the membership begins December the 1st. Mm-hmm. And this is the great thing about the membership.
Mm-hmm.
For the months of December of this year,
mm-hmm,
January 2018 and February 2018, when men invest. So for those first 90 days,
mm-hmm,
if they make that initial payment,
mm-hmm,
they will not receive an invoice or whatever for a payment. Now, after February, in terms of May of, mm-hmm, 2018,
mm-hmm,
we're going to have to go to a monthly fee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be very large.
Right. But arrangements can be worked
right,
out.
Right, but we're working, mm-hmm, that out now.
Yeah.
But I just think for the first 90 days,
yeah,
if they take that up for an opportunity, they won't have to worry about, oh, my God, how am I going to afford this? No, they're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
So.
And Eric, not to mm-hmm, cut you off, but to really take away the financial stress.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. First and foremost.
Right. Right.
Because that's what you're helping fathers to do, is to relieve just the stress in general,
exactly,
of going through the process,
mm-hmm,
when going through the court system.
Right.
And typically when we think about just the word court itself,
mm-hmm,
9 times out of 10, whether it's for a situation such as this, a parking ticket, whatever the case may be, 9 times out of 10, when we go into court, the one thing that we are seeing that's leaving us,
mm-hmm,
are the greenbacks. That's our money, because we,
exactly,
have to pay those fees.
We have to pay those fees. Now, let's go back to that word process.
Mm-hmm.
There's a process to purchasing a home.
Right.
Let's just use that for an example.
Sure.
If you leave out the process, leave out what they call it, the inspection, the home inspection. Mm-hmm. If you leave that out, okay, that's a very important part of the process.
Right.
And you sign all the paperwork and they find termites mm-hmm. in your house afterwards. Mm-hmm. So now you're talking about another $10,000, $20,000 in repairs that right. you're responsible for paying for. Okay, now let's go to a used car. Mm-hmm. Okay, most men don't go to a used car a lot and say, wow, that's a beautiful car. I was looking for that, such, such, such. Here's my money. Mm-hmm. No, most men will go on Kelly Blue Book. They will take a mechanic with them who's a friend of theirs, look under the hood and things exactly. of that nature. Why do they do that? Because they know that you have some really shady used car dealerships out there and you might end up buying a lemon. Mm-hmm. What men are doing that's not working for them mm-hmm. is saying, I know about that fatherhood program, but they don't provide legal consultation. Mm-hmm. We just want a lawyer. That's not working for the men. That's not working.
Right. That's not part of that process.
That's not part of that process.
That's helping the fathers that you have helped.
Right.
And will continue to help to succeed.
Right.
Yeah.
That part of the process is not working. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is, it's nothing wrong with getting an attorney, but you need to know for yourself.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. You need to know what questions to ask an attorney mm-hmm. before you hand him $5,000.
Exactly. So that's where the importance of that inspection.
Right.
If you will, comes in.
That's the inspection part.
Yeah.
We are encouraging women mm-hmm. to become members. Throughout my years in doing Fathers with Voices, and it increased more and more mm-hmm. every year, mm-hmm. was women contacting my program.
Right.
Wives, girlfriends, mothers, grandmothers, aunts, other family members yeah. and friends and co-workers
exactly.
and church members.
Right. And family, if I can add,
mm-hmm.
Eric, over the years that we've been together, it just makes me think of the number of people when we were taking calls,
mm-hmm.
how many people had called in specifically
mm-hmm.
with questions just for you mm-hmm. within that time frame. And of course, obviously, we never have enough time to get to everybody.
Right.
That was always the issue.
Right.
But what was so wonderfully amazing about that was that people were listening mm-hmm. to what you had to say.
They were listening.
And they mm-hmm. were saying, here Eric Leggett is telling me how to go through this process.
Exactly.
Just like you're doing again today.
Just like I'm doing again today. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we want women to be comfortable becoming members, because we know how men are. Men can hear about my program, and I've had women say, did my boyfriend call named Brian? I say, mm-hmm. well, no. But I gave him your number 2 months ago after I heard you on the radio, right. and I will let him know, okay, that's common. Men often are so into their emotions that they don't really think that there's a fatherhood program that can help them.
Help them, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what I'm asking women to do, go ahead and become a member. Mm-hmm. We'll send you the information. Mm-hmm. You could participate in the Facebook Lives, in the teleconferences.
Wow. Nice.
And then you can give that information to your boyfriend, your husband, right. whatever have you. This is an excellent Christmas gift to give a man.
And what a beautiful way for men to be supported. Because I think that, Eric, a lot of times when guys don't readily admit, until they perhaps can get together with a consultation and sit down with you and Calvin, is the fact that many men won't readily admit mm-hmm. they need help.
No.
I think that's all of us in general, but particularly it's something about guys, because of the way a lot of men are raised. And mm-hmm. many are not raised with their fathers.
They're not raised. It's very interesting. I was watching a documentary mm-hmm. on a boxer that passed away,
mm-hmm.
Tommy Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And real quickly, the brother was telling a story about how they were at some type of dance when they were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He was with his girlfriend. And a young lady approached him and said, look, you know, let's go outside and, you know, let's go, you know, I guess, fool around, whatever. He's like, well, no, you know, my girlfriend is in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to do the right thing.
Right.
His father saw that whole exchange and said, if you ever do that again, basically saying, if you turn down a woman
mm-hmm.
for that reason, that's the way he was raised.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So there are certain times when men are raised to not show any feeling, to mm-hmm. not show any emotion, exactly. to not show any vulnerability to say, I need help.
Right.
So I'm asking women to step in that gap for them. And again, you know, I'm very excited about what this program is going to represent even more mm-hmm. 1 year from now.
Oh, definitely.
Because right now we're in negotiations with YMCA. I'll be right now we're focusing on the major cities like North Carolina, mm-hmm. New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Maryland, Washington, and Atlanta. We want to start there.
Right.
And we're going to be establishing relationships with you know, YMCAs all over the country. Right. Well, not all over the country, but in those states that we named, mm-hmm. that I named, because a critical part of the program is encouraging men to get coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the, one of the suggestions, of course, is physical fitness.
Yeah.
That relieves a lot of stress. True. And then he's killing two birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. He's becoming mm-hmm. fit.
Yeah,
healthy.
Right,
but he's also he's relieving his stress.
Exactly,
and by relieving his stress, he understands that he doesn't have to go that route
mm-hmm.
of exactly. violence. True. And with us just constantly giving information and resources,
right.
he can see I don't have to go that route.
Exactly,
you know, I can go here, and there was no Fathers with Voices that helped me.
Right.
20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I had my family and I had God. Mm-hmm. I had divine intervention. I had a mother that had enough wisdom to say, okay, write down your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what shaped Fathers with Voices.
Wow.
Because I was able to sit back and go, okay, I did this. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
Just for example, the judge after my first court case gave a message to my attorney and said, look, I want you to tell your client he should be very proud of himself on how he conducted himself.
Wow.
He said he came dressed appropriately. Mm-hmm. So what did I end up doing? I gave that same advice to thousands of men later on.
Right.
Man, when you go to court, mm-hmm. you know, wear a shirt and tie. So if you don't have a nice tie, just wear a shirt and you know, a pair of Dockers, whatever have you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't, you know, lose your composure.
Right.
So because of the wisdom that my mom had, that helped thousands of men later on.
Mm-hmm.
Little things.
Exactly.
Okay?
Very true.
Mean a lot in fathers navigating the court system.
Absolutely, Eric. And that adds to the support. I like the scenario with which you used in getting men not just physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
It gets them mentally fit. Mm-hmm. It can even help many get spiritually fit.
Right. We're going to touch on that, too.
And to have that aspect of stress removed,
mm-hmm.
it allows the individual, the father, to have clearer thinking.
Yes.
It allows him to really approach the situation with more positivity,
mm-hmm.
given whatever degree
mm-hmm.
that they're going through in dealing with the court system,
mm-hmm.
and helping them have a better understanding. Again,
right.
like you said, we're going to use the word a lot, approaching the process.
Process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process, Renee, and this just walking in court,
right,
and just saying, you know, the best way for me to get out of this is just to give this money to this attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not saying that there aren't any great attorneys out there. There are wonderful attorneys out there,
right.
to help me mm-hmm. gain custody of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
However, it just pays to know for yourself.
Exactly.
And we're not just going to be talking about the legal system. We're going to mm-hmm. be talking about how do you deal with those drama games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Things that happen outside of the court system,
right.
that the court system have nothing to do with.
Exactly.
How do you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
And we want them to have a command on their emotions and how they are dealing with this.
Exactly.
So they are not making bad choices.
Yeah.
Okay.
You took the words right out of my mouth, because as we've been speaking through the course of our conversation up to this point, I think there's a lot of one situation, that fathers or just men in general may feel that they don't have choices
mm-hmm.
or they don't have options.
Exactly.
And that is one thing.
That's very dangerous.
Exactly. But the one thing, thankfully, that Good Fatherhood Forever is addressing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the message. And I just want to touch on the singer and actor Tyrese. I know many people seen that video, and it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had people laughing at it. It's like, but unless you know where that brother has been and is going through, I understand exactly where he's at emotionally. The only thing is, if I was his friend, I would have told him not to put the video on. Because, see, when you're in that space, that gives ammunition for the person to continue doing what they're doing. And it's sad. It really is sad the depths that grown folks go when children are involved. I mean, it's really sad and disgusting. So I did try to reach out to him a couple of times on social network. It's hard to reach people like that. You know, it's very difficult. And I'm hoping that at some point that I can reach him and, you know, be able to interview him and things of that nature because, you know, he's going to need a lot of support.
Absolutely. And that's the key word, Eric, is support. And even if you just strip away what you know of him as a celebrity, quote unquote, he's still a man. And he's still somebody's father.
Yeah, he's a celebrity. He's human just like everybody else.
You know? Exactly. And that says that we're not immune to some of the difficulties that we as human beings face.
No, we're not.
Yeah, it you know, because life in general, it doesn't matter what your status is.
No, it doesn't. It happens.
It really does. Exactly.
It happens for
Bottom
everybody.
Bottom line, it affects us all. Absolutely.
It happens for everybody. Mm-hmm. The rich, the poor, the mighty, the powerful, the voiceless, the people that have a voice. It happens to everybody.
Exactly. Well, thank you and Calvin, Eric, for being the voice for a lot of men who, again, otherwise would not have one. And really kudos. And I really appreciate you two mentioning earlier that membership is open to women, to our mothers, our sisters, whoever that individual is that cares for our fathers.
Exactly.
Because that is saying to, or hopefully it is saying, that they have the support that likely otherwise wouldn't be there.
Right. And we want them to step in the gap because emotionally, you know, it takes a minute for some men. Some men react very quickly. Some men don't.
Exactly.
You know,
and that's a situation that really nobody should have to go through alone.
No.
When you're dealing with difficulties such as that.
No, that's such an emotionally charged problem. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I really wouldn't, because it's a feeling unlike you've never felt before, because it just feels like your soul is kind of being ripped out every day. So when I seen Tyrese on, and my barbers, God bless them, I love them to death. They were the ones that asked me about it, because they know that I do
what
this.
You do.
Right. They know what I do. And a few people in there that was waiting, they were laughing. And I said, you know what? I said, it's not funny. I said, unless you are traveling in the road that man is traveling on right now, you have no idea how painful it is or what he's going through.
Yeah.
And it broke my heart to see it. I really did, because I like Tyrese. I really do. And it just broke my heart to see that, because it brought back memories for me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
And it also says, too, that all of us are human.
Yeah.
You know, we are.
Yeah, we're all human. Yeah. And he's going to need a lot of support going forward.
Absolutely. And for all of our fathers
listening
to us here on Community Focus.
Right.
And Radio Family, I thank you, whether you're a mother or father, brother, sister, whoever you happen to be. Thanks for the great company here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, our public affairs show heard here on our intercom stations Saturday and Sunday mornings. I'm Renee Vaughn. I don't even think I introduced myself. Eric, I do this every week, and sometimes I forget.
Man, people know who you are, please.
Yes and no.
They know who you are,
Renee.
You know,
we got new people
who may be tuning in. You
but
are
I,
a legend
but
in
I
this
always,
area. Please.
I want to thank you, but you know I'm going to keep it humble.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But I still want to, for those who may be tuning in for the very first time. You just never know.
Okay.
They may not recognize who I am, so at least I want to identify. I want to put a name to the voice.
Okay.
Along with the voice of you, Eric Leggett, not only with Fathers with Voices, but a new program that you have done a phenomenal job in sharing with us this morning. Thank you for that, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank Good you. Fatherhood forever. Now to not only welcoming everyone to Good Fatherhood Forever, how is it they can get in contact with you outside of this great information you shared thus far?
Well, our website is up. It's called goodfatherhoodforever.com. But the email address is written differently.
Okay.
It's goodfatherhood4forever@gmail.com.
Okay.
So it's goodfatherhood4forever@gmail.com. And when they go to the website, you know, the membership opens on December the 1st, which is Monday. So again, you know, for those that take advantage of this 90-day special, they're not going to have to pay again for life. Forever, however they need our services, and we hope it's not for life.
Right.
We want men to get a control of their situation and say, you know what, Mr. Legat, I don't need this anymore. Great. That lets me know that you're okay.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But for as long as you need it,
mm-hmm.
it will be there for you.
Nice.
Okay. So, you know, I'm excited about what's about to happen.
And excited for you.
Thank you.
And happy to hear about this program that you and Calvin have collaborated on.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 plus years between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself, again, that speaks of the experience.
Yes.
Not just the fathers, but men and even women in general, our mothers,
mm-hmm.
can see firsthand that the two of you are very passionate and compassionate about what you do.
Yes. Yes, and I just wanted to introduce my little Nini is here. Did she want to say hello? You want to say hello, Nini?
She said not today.
She said not today.
But she really is here, Radio Family. I'll vouch for that.
And she is Justin Bieber's biggest fan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she's a beautiful young lady. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to have to make it so I can arrange a meeting.
Okay. And you hold him to that,
yes.
Young lady. Please.
As long as he don't get too close, that's okay.
Exactly.
<Yes. laughs>
But thank you for bringing her along.
Thank you. And
Eric, this really does speak volumes, because when we think about speaking of parents and their children, to see the wonderful relationship, especially between fathers and their daughters.
Well,
that's so important.
I try. And
because
you know,
typically or usually this will set a good example of what she can look for.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I've tried.
If she should decide that she wants to get married and to start a family of her own.
Mm-hmm.
She has a very good example in looking at her own father.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that for a lot of young ladies. And I can't tell you
mm-hmm.
how many times that when I can see, and I actually experienced this on the job here,
mm-hmm.
having coworkers,
mm-hmm.
whether they're single fathers, separated, divorced fathers,
mm-hmm.
to know that they have a daughter right around the same age as your daughter,
mm-hmm.
to see how much love and support that they give to these young ladies.
Yeah.
That says so much.
I try.
For our young women.
I really do try. She
yeah.
makes it easy. She's
good.
She's a great young lady.
Yeah.
I have to say that she is in the same vein of me. You know, God has allowed me to do a lot of great things with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the best compliment I've ever gotten was from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I had came down here very quickly to visit just
right.
before I moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman said, hey, you know, call my dad Lee. Say, hey, Lee, who's that? I said, that's my son from New York. He never gave me a day of trouble.
Wow.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I had tears in my eyes
mm-hmm.
because that was very deliberate.
Yeah.
That was very deliberate on my part
mm-hmm.
because I saw how hard that man worked.
Yeah.
For his family.
Mm.
That man paid for my studio time when I wanted to be the next Teddy Riley.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 11 years old and my favorite group was the Hawkins family
mm-hmm.
from Old Happy Day.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the presence of mind to try to reach out
wow.
and found somebody backstage mm-hmm. and say, you know, my son is wearing my needle out from their music. Can you just tell mm-hmm. Walter, who since passed, give me an autograph. Mm-hmm. And Walter said, no, he can come have dinner with us.
Wow. Yeah. And when you have a parent that's willing to do that,
it's
amazing. And to all the parents out there, I mean, just keep doing what parents do, and that's loving their kids.
That's all we can do.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We just hope that they see it and appreciate it.
Right.
And don't take it for granted.
Absolutely. And especially for the dads that want to be in that same position, to love and to be good examples for their children. So just really kudos to all the dads out there that are trying to do that. Thank and now they have a means through Good Fatherhood Forever. So thank you, Eric Leggett and family.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, thank you. You are the best. Oh, you really are. You really are.
And when you surround yourself likewise, I return the compliment. You are the best too, my friend. And
it
really does take a community and a village for us to do what it is that we do to help others. And that's the one thing. I like that it helps others first. If it helps me, that's fine. But to be in a position to help others first.
Exactly.
And with programs like this.
Exactly.
Keep up the great work, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you. I'm
You're
trying.
You're so welcome.
I'm trying.
Thank you. And looking forward to, of course, the next time that you come through, Eric, and give us some more good news about Good Fatherhood Forever. So you know me, no goodbyes on this show,
until next time. Until next time.
Absolutely.
So long.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And likewise, you're welcome, sir. And thank you, Radio Family, for your great company. We do officially bring another great weekend edition of Community Focus to a close. And to thank you for the good things that you're doing in our communities. Indeed, until that next time, have a great rest of the day and the rest of this weekend. We will chat soon. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.